Thanks to Kerr's Hire, a special edition of the Cat Attack podcast. Lucky enough to be joined by the great number seven himself in Harry Taylor, who joins us from self-isolation somewhere around Geelong. Harry, good to talk, but gee, instead of talking about self-isolation and coronavirus, we should really be talking about playing the Hawks on Monday, shouldn't we?
Yeah, we should. It's very surreal. I think a lot of Geelong people, a lot of Geelong fans, certainly a lot of Geelong players have become so used to getting the privilege to play on Easter Monday against the Hawks. Has been a building tradition now for a long time, and it's produced some of the more memorable moments in my career. And unfortunately, we're not going to be doing it in 2020.
Yeah, you've only missed one, I think. I think you missed the one with your injury in 2018, but you talk about memorable moments in your career. I think last year might have been your goal and your little salute to Peter Burnett.
Yeah, that was something that I'll certainly remember for a long time. It was, I know, a challenging week for a lot of different reasons, but we managed to play well that day. I managed to get down and kick a goal, and sort of wasn't pre-planned that celebration. I just sort of kicked the goal, and as I was running in, it sort of started coming into my head. I'm sure goalkeeping coaches probably wouldn't say that that's the best method approaching your goal, thinking about how you're going to celebrate, but just sort of come to me at that moment. I thought that it'd be a nice gesture for a very, very kind man.
Yeah, you played the Hawks in the first Easter Monday game back in 2010. You actually kicked a goal that day. You came from four goals down at half time. Do you remember that one?
Not as clearly as some of them. I don't kick many goals, so I should probably remember most of those, but not one I remember as fondly as others. They've just been so good, haven't they, for so long now, some of these battles. And I mean, obviously, the Easter weekend is a big one, but we played them at other stages throughout the season as well, and they've just been always memorable games, great, great moments to dream about and live again, certainly when my career's over anyway.
So just back on your goal against the Hawks last year, so you had pre-planned that you'd hoped you could sneak forward and kick a goal, but it was running through your head as you went in that you would pay tribute to Peter in some way?
Yeah, it wasn't. I didn't want to go out of the team structure to try to kick a goal. It was certainly not something I was thinking about. It just happened to be in transition. I rolled down, took the mark, and then I remember as I was walking in, those first sort of few steps, got them underway, and then I was coming in, and it just sort of come over me that if I do kick this, maybe it'd be a nice thing to do is, send a gesture up to a man who supported the Cats for so long, and the Mad Mondays, Wacky Wednesdays, all that stuff has always been, paid for and supported by Lord of the Isles and Peter for so long. And I felt like it was the right thing to do, not only for the current playing group, but as a bit of a way to say thank you for all of the people that have played for Geelong over a long period of time who have been lucky enough to, get a pot from him or a palmy or something over their time at the Cats.
Yep, fantastic tribute, Harry. Talk to us about being in lockdown and no football, and obviously I think you've got three youngsters. How are you keeping them amused?
Yeah, we've got a pretty good routine going. It's a bit of homeschooling in the mornings. Although it's holidays, we're still trying to sort of keep that up at the moment. So we'll do a bit of, whether it be math or spelling, some writing in the morning. Break for recess, I'll generally go for a run or go do some sort of exercise around that time. And then, fill in the rest of the day. There'll be some more study for the kids. There'll be some study for myself. I'm doing a Bachelor of Applied Management. So that's keeping me pretty busy. And then, after lunch, it might be a little bit more work. If I've got some stuff to finish off, it might be watch a bit of TV. It will certainly be outside at some point for the kids. We're lucky to have a little bit of space for them to go and bounce on a trampoline or and throw the ball or something. So that'll pretty much be the afternoon, and I'll either do a circuit or a weight session as best I can.
Yep. You talked about through your career how you like routine and how everything's, to the minute basically with your preparation. Has this thrown you out a little bit?
Not as much as I thought it might. It's funny, I've told a few people this time of the year, you do go into some form of isolation because you're starting to get into the grind of the season. We'd be playing, you know, week four now, I think it would be, and we'd be starting to get into that grind a little bit more. And what that normally means to me is sort of wake up, head into the footy club, do the training that I need to, and then come back home and pretty well either do a bit of study, relax, do some recovery, you know, help get dinner ready and the kids to bed. And then we're sort of just, you roll into that bit of a cycle. And although I'm not training and although we're not playing, there is some other similarities to what my normal sort of period would look like. I mean, I'm not going out on weekends this time of year anyway. I'm not sort of going for too many dinners at people's houses and those sort of things. So, as I said earlier, you just sort of get into some form of isolation, some form of, you know, routine where it's very much a form of lockdown this time of season where you're so much concentrating on performing and playing well.
Yep. When you walked off from the game against GWS in round one, you didn't know what was going to unfold over the next 24 hours and that we would go into lockdown. How's it been the last sort of 2.5-3 weeks in terms of getting your head around the fact that, you know, we're not going to be playing footy for a heck of a long time?
Yeah, it's certainly been challenging at times. I've sort of been okay with it. I'm very much a pragmatist in a lot of ways. It's very black and white for me, the way that I've sort of tried to set my life up. And there isn't too many, you know, real highs, although I did get over excited that time when I was actually missed the goal. But that's a pretty rare situation for me. I try to be as level as I can, and I'll certainly celebrate the wins, but I won't get, you know, over the top, and I won't also get overly flat if we do lose. And I'm hoping in some ways that's going to sort of help me get through this period, just trying to be pragmatic, trying to, you know, deal with the facts when they become available, and just trying to do the best that we can to sort of navigate and work our way through it. And although, yeah, it is a big difference not playing footy on the weekend. It's be the first time in probably 26, 27 years where I haven't played football in April in my life. So it is something different to get used to, but I try to be pragmatic about it as best I can.
Yep. Not putting words in your mouth, but has it crossed your mind that you might not play at this level again?
Yeah, it has. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I walked off the ground up at up in Sydney, most recently, and thought, yeah, that could possibly be the last time I put on the Geelong jumper at AFL level. And it was certainly not something I dwelled on. Again, try to be pragmatic, deal with the fact, and then move on pretty quickly. But it is certainly something that it could have happened. We'll wait and see what happens for the rest of the year going forward from there. But that's the reality of the situation, unfortunately. And I think it's only natural that you face those realities, and probably beneficial in some ways if you face them, front on or head on, and deal with them as best you can.
Yep. Have you given thought to that if this season was to stop now and we didn't get a go, that you might go on in 2021, or is your mindset that the 2020 would be it?
Yeah, I haven't really made up my mind. I hadn't really made up my mind, to be honest, before, you know, the normal situation may have played out as well. I know there were some reports that, you know, I'd said that this was my last season. That wasn't the case with me. I certainly was just trying to approach it from a week-to-week basis like I did last year, and I really enjoyed that mentality, and I thought that mentality really helped me. So that was the way that I was going to approach it again. And to be honest, that'll be the same should we get back and hopefully forge out these 144-odd games we need to play. I'll just be trying to do that from a week-to-week basis. And that's, as I said, it suits the, you know, pragmatic mindset that I generally have in life. And I think that will help me hopefully play some good footy for the Cats.
Yep. How are you staying connected with your teammates, Harry? Obviously, WhatsApp gets mentioned quite a bit. Is that the group that you talk to the boys in? And are there any players you're sort of hooking up with for runs and stuff like that?
Yeah, the WhatsApp groups, and there's other platforms. I think it's not across how they work all that well, but Zoom and Microsoft Teams and these types of things are starting to get rolled out a little bit more. And we're having sort of group sessions, line meeting sessions, so that's defenders, backs, forwards, those types of things. And yeah, they've been really good to catch up in some sort of way, albeit through a screen, to see how guys are going, how they're tracking, what sort of training they've been doing. But from an actual training point of view, I've just tried to be really strict at the moment, just mainly doing sessions by myself. And although we've got the opportunity to potentially train with one person who are outside your living arrangements, I've just sort of tried to do most of the things I can by myself at this stage. I know we've still got a little bit to go, and I guess trying to sort of think about how I would approach the off-season period. When I would go back to WA, I forced myself to train just by myself for a couple of weeks, just so I get that real energy and that real lift from actually training with people again. I think it's really tests your self-motivation when you assist you on the clock and you're trying to get certain times and there's not necessarily someone there pushing you along. And I think that, is an important part of being an elite athlete, being self-motivated and, putting yourself in situations where maybe it's raining today, maybe it's sort of not the best weather, but I've got to force myself to get out there, and it's only myself telling, me that I've got to be there and not someone else.
You're a proud West Australian. Did you ever think there'd come a time that your home state would be cut off from the rest of the country?
No, I didn't. It was, very, very strange times. We actually did think about going back at some point pre the border closures, just to, be closer to family and potentially in a bit warmer climate in Geelong, where I come from, where, we might be able to sort of train and hopefully get some benefits from the heat. But with everything set up here and the unknown sort of situation, it was probably best, I thought, for our family to remain put and try to, do what we needed to in an environment where this is where our home is.
Yep. What are you most disappointed that you can't play, footy or golf?
Yeah, they're both big. I saw something the other day. There was no golf, no boating, no camping and no fishing. So if you throw footy in there as well, they're probably the five of my absolute loves in life, apart from my beautiful wife and kids. But they're the things that I love doing most. And when they all get taken away, it certainly changes things. But, again, try to sort of see the positives and maybe spend some time doing other things that I might not have once done.
Yeah. Well, Harry, we love talking footy with you. Love to have you on the Cat Attack podcast. Thanks to Kerr's Hyde this afternoon. And, we can't see you in action on Monday, but I reckon you've probably been made aware and you'll probably be looking forward to listening to these, because K-Rock, as of this Sunday, will pull out the 2009 Grand Final, which, of course, was your first premiership, and then the following Sunday, 2011, after we got 07 away last week. No doubt you'll settle in at 2 o'clock Sunday arvo, maybe turn the radio on to K-Rock 955, get the kids settled, and have a listen to how K-Rock called the 09 decider.
Yeah, that honestly, King, is one of my favourite games to obviously play, but also to listen to. I often watch that game on replay, but with the K-Rock commentary on, it was just unbelievable. And you guys, towards the end there, this excitement and being, a Geelong player and a Geelong, community member, and just absolutely love and so much passion for the club, is one of the best, best calls that I've ever heard. So well done to you guys, and I can't wait to listen to it again.
Yeah, fantastic. Harry, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate your time.
No worries, mate. Cheers.
Kerr's Hire, Geelong's official Wacker Noisa dealer. North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove. Kerr's Hire.com.au.